From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now, and we're starting with Syria today. The civil war there has triggered the worst refugee crisis in Europe in generations.
And as thousands try to flee, what is it like for those who remain inside Syria? ISIS controls part of the country, assorted rebel groups control other parts, and according to the Pentagon, Russia, long an ally of Syrian President Bashar Assad, is trying to establish a base near a strategic port city that's controlled by Assad's forces. The BBC's Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen is in Beirut today, but just yesterday he was in Damascus. And Jeremy, what did you see there?
Well, I was on the regime side. Basically, you have a choice as a journalist. You can get a visa if they give you one and go to Damascus and explore what's going on the side of President Assad. Or other journalists have entered without a visa, mainly from Turkey, and have linked up with the rebels. That is increasingly hard to do because of the activities of Islamic State, the jihadists. So I was on the regime side the whole time. What I thought I'd find would be a regime cracking up a little bit because of the recent military pressure they've been under. But I have to say, I didn't really find that story. In fact, I spent a bit of time with Syrian troops on the front line in Damascus and in their heartland down in the Mediterranean. And I think their forces look cohesive, they look well organized, and I think the people who are predicting that the regime is about to fall are once again, not for the first time, guilty of wishful thinking.
So were you able to see whether or not there's any evidence that the Syrian army and President Assad are getting weapons or support from Russia?
Well, that support is well known. The Syrians have had a long relationship with Russia, and before that, the Soviet Union, going back 50 years, a military relationship. And in that time, Moscow has been their supplier of choice of weaponry. It's interesting that this has been pointed up lately, and I think the first reports came out of Washington. And so I suspect The renewed emphasis on it is something to do with the bigger game going on between the Americans and the Russians. Because, in fact, without the support, consistent support of Russia since the war started, and I'm talking in terms of military supplies especially, as well as providing diplomatic cover at the United Nations, if it wasn't for that, I think Assad might well have fallen. So they are a vital, vital ally for him. But the fact that they are allies is not new.
So point taken about Russia's long support for the Assad regime. I'm wondering if you could just describe to us how that's playing out on the ground. I mean, what does Damascus look like today?
Well, Damascus is, I mean, it's a strange old place, Damascus, because if you're in the very center of the city, around where the main government buildings are, not far from the president's palace, it looks, you know, at first sight, normal, quote unquote. It's not normal because Damascus has absorbed a great number of displaced people. And it's also not normal because if you were to drive, I mean, literally, if the traffic's not too bad, about 10 minutes, a couple of miles from the center to just the edge of the center to a place called Jobar, where I went on the front line with Syrian troops, then what you see is an absolute wasteland where there's been very heavy fighting. And equally, you drive in another direction, you'll see more wastelands. So that main central area is relatively untouched. They get some incoming mortar fire, but they shoot out of it much more often, and they have more powerful weapons than various rebel groups. But the suburbs of Damascus are really smashed up in some cases. It's the center, though, is still looks like a functional city, and is functional. It does function.
So speaking of functioning, I mean, can we call Syria a functioning nation by any stretch of the imagination right now? I mean, I know it's a country in a long-term civil war, but can we describe it as a cohesive nation at all?
The difficulty in Syria is that there's the regime. The regime fights rebel groups. Some of the rebel groups fight each other. And as well as that, there are a lot of big countries, big powers, which are now involved in their own way, to their own degree, with their own agendas in the war. And in that, I include Russia, the United States, Britain, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Jordan, Lebanese Hezbollah. So imagine trying to get that lot around the table and trying to make them talk in such a way to try and sort the war out. The war is no longer a question of talking to the rebels and talking to Assad. It has become way more complicated than that. So I tend to think that the dynamic going on there now is one of war, not of a possibility for politics or diplomacy. And sadly, that is going to have to play itself out because there aren't any other solutions. However, I do think the big powers should be trying.
The BBC's Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, he was in Syria up until yesterday, speaking to us today from Beirut. Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.